Blog Talk Radio.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah,
I know.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part. I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levy run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy sun. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. You're talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and breach your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuvers. I take my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic, I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speed through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness,
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, June the 28th. Wow, this month's almost over. Friday, June the 28th, 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister got a powerful show scheduled for you today. One of those shows that could be, you know, it has multiple titles, like most of the shows that I do. But this show really gets into understanding how to connect with God, how to get in the presence of God. You know, from a traditional biblical spiritual perspective, you know, everybody wants to know, how do you contact the big G? How do you get in, you know, contact with source? How do you actually, you know, you're in the presence of God? How do you know you're talking to the big G instead of the little G? How do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt? How do you have crystal clear clarity? How do you able to connect with the frequency, the wave, the vibration of the big G? How do you know that the energy that you're entertaining, that you're expressing, that you're sending out, how do you know that that's a source, that is true unconditional source? How do you know that your sexuality, your sensuality, your spirituality is going to actually give you and is giving you your superiority? Are you developing your superiority from some other source? And I know that's tough, but remember, when I talk about sex, it's talking about the sacred energy. Exogenesis, xenogenesis, it's the ability to understand that you have something that's sacred, and it's inside of you, it's your inner chi, and that's the medium of exchange. So it's mutual. So how do we assimilate that? How do we align ourselves with our design? How do we align ourselves with our source? How do you assimilate your source into yourself? See, everybody has source. Source is built in. But how do you assimilate source into the self? The problem is that most people have they don't know how to assimilate the source into the self. They don't know how to be one with source. They don't know how to be one with God. They know how to worship God. They know how to talk about God. They know how to do, talk, Christianese or talk God. But there's very few people that know how to be God. Now, excuse me, I had to grab some agua, but that in itself is a disconnecting statement for many people, because they have not read Psalms 82:6 that talks about, do you not know that ye are gods, generators, operators, and directors of destiny? You are here, my brother. You are here, my sister. You should be generating. So how do you generate? Now, the word patar means generator. So since we are little generators, we have the big generator downloaded inside of us. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice right now, you should be generating energy right now. And there's a way that you should be generating your energy. And the way that you generate your energy has to do with your sex, has to do with your sensuality, has to do with your spirituality. That gives you superiority. But the inability to connect with the true source of the self, the sex, the sense, or the sensualism, and more importantly, the spiritualism, that's why we don't have spiritualism, or that's why we're not superior. And so what I want to talk about today is to break down, so that way you know exactly, step by step, how to connect with source. Each and every one of us has this ability to do this. We should be doing this. I know I was talking to, pretty much all my clients, and all of the people that's a part of the life management system and the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. And we talk about these 12 numbers that make up your chart, your life optimization circle, and the inability to assimilate, or the inability to see. So the first issue that we have, of the three issues that we are encountering, that's prohibiting you from being you. So the first problem that we got is that the inability to recognize source. So we don't know who God is. Now, we got a form of godliness, but we don't have no power. And it's self-evident, because there is this inability to recreate events on demand. There's an inability for us to create the narrative on demand. Now, a lot of people can generate, let's say, $5,000 when they need it one time. But can you generate $5,000 every time? Do you have a cistern that it talks about inside of the scripture? Do you have a system or a cistern in place that allows you to generate, wealth? Do you have a system in place that if you need to lose, 30 pounds within the next 30 days, do you have a system in place? Right now, today, that means you're not connected with source if you don't have a system in place. Do you have a system in place if you need to get some knowledge about something that's going on in your life, and you need to get crystal clear clarity on what's going on? So do you have a system in place right now? So if you don't have a system in place right now to be able to ascertain or get that information or that knowledge, then you're not connected with source. Do you have a system in place right now today, as we're talking, where you're able to develop a relationship with somebody who don't want a relationship with you? Are you able to take something that somebody meant for evil? They've purposely do things to get underneath your skin, knowingly or unknowingly. Do you have a system in place right now that when that anger comes over you, when you get really, really, I'm talking about really, really, really upset, where they pushing all your buttons, do you got a system in place right now? If you walk home, if you come home right now and you're in a relationship with your, you know, man, girl, whatever you want to call it, significant other, and your significant other was given specific instructions and there was mutual agreement that they were going to take out the trash, they was going to do the dishes, they was going to vacuum the home, the house, they was going to, you know, take the dog for the walk, and you come home and he's in his room playing video games. He ain't done nothing. Do you got a system in place to keep you from going off? Do you got a system in place? If you do not have systems, now everybody got goals, but do you got implementable systems? Do you got a system in place that you can implement right now, today? Like, not wondering, not pondering. Right now, you have to come up with $5,000 by July the 4th. What are you going to do to come up with $5,000 by July the 4th? Do you have a system in place that you can come up with $5,000 by July the 4th? You got a system in place that the doctor says that if you don't lose 30 pounds in the next 30 days, so by, let's say, August the 1st, you got a system in place that between right now, June the 28th and August the 1st, the whole month of July, what are you going to do in the month of July to lose 1 pound a day? You got a system in place. You got a system in place to be able to prove to me that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior and the other 12 crucified saviors are fake. You got a system in place. Can you prove it to me? Using science, using history, using cosmology, using theology, using esoteric texts. Can you prove it to me that whatever you believe is true? Can you prove it? Can you prove to me that the earth is flat? Can you prove to me that it's round? Can you prove that it's a dome? Whatever you believe, I don't really care what you believe, but can you prove to me what you believe? You got a system in place right now to prove. You got a system in place right now to develop mutual respect and relationship with other people, with yourself, with your God, and the source that gives you the substance that you call God. You got that system in place. Well, today, brothers and sisters, it's time for you to make sure that you got that system in place. So let's get into the meat of the message. Father, test the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of source. Brothers and sisters, we got a failure to identify God when he shows up. The biggest problem on earth right now is most people are God. They live with God. They see God every day, yet they don't have the ability to connect with God. So number one, the inability to know God. Now, why can't we know God? We pray, fast, go to church, we do all of these things, but we don't have a relationship with God. And it's proof positive because there is no fruit that is identical to God. There is no love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. So you can push my buttons all you want. And there's a lot of good button pushers out there. I've been accosted by the best. And boo-boo, I don't go off on you until I want to go off. And if I choose to go off, I will. If I don't, I won't. So nobody pulls me into their... I don't fight on your turf nor on your terms. If we're going to have a discussion, it's going to be on my turf, it's going to be on my terms, it's going to be on my time. Now, that means I have an understanding of source. Now, you see, source understands turf. Source understands terms. Source understands time. Source controls the turf, the terms, and the time. That's how you know you're connected with source. How do you align yourself with your source? First of all, you got to know what your source is. So the number one, we can't control turf, terms, or time because we don't know source. So we don't have an ability, and not, you know, us, you know, personally, but it's very difficult for us to connect with Source individually because we think Source is outside of the self. We don't understand Source is actually the self. So we are looking for Source outside of the self. We don't know Source is inside of the self. So, okay, Brother Will, that sounds great. So how do I connect with Source so I can control the turf, the terms, and the time? Okay, cool. I'm glad you asked. So let's say, for example, my son, B. Jola. So my oldest son, his name is Broderick. So Broderick, when he was a little guy, like me, like his pawpaw and his pawpaw before him and his pawpaw before him, you know, we all got anger management issues. So when Broderick was a little kid, you know, he had this internal defiance. It wasn't verbal. He was like a really he was a quiet guy, like me. You know, he wasn't neither one of us are, you know, how can I put this in a term of endearment? Neither one of us are, you know, 6'5", blonde hair and blue eyes. We'll put it that way. We can't walk into a room and intimidate people with our size. So we got to intimidate people with our vibration. And so we both are good vibrational intimidators. Like we have a specific frequency, wave of vibration that you know when we show up. It's an internal defiance. And that internal defiance, it bucks authority. That's why everywhere we go, we always have a problem with authority. He has the same problem. My father had the same problem. His father had the same problem. It's just, it may be a Rogers thing. I don't know. But anyway, we used to bump heads when, you know, because as a father who had the I wish a Negro would disposition, and I have a son who had the I wish a Negro would disposition, then the dispositions were bumping. And so I had to, you know, I had to figure out that, okay, I had to assist my son with knowing how to assimilate that disposition. So that way it becomes a beneficial aspect to his nature. So that way he can recreate events on demand instead of events creating him. I remember one such event, you know, he bump head with a few people like his father. And he was going to a party. And I remember telling BJ, I don't think you should go to that party because it's on the side of town. You don't know nobody. With that, I'm going with one of my friends. And I was like, yeah, but do you know that friend like that? Long story short, you know, he ended up going over there to this party and, he ended up getting jumped. Now, I already knew that was going to happen. That's what I was trying to tell him. But again, I have to let him, you know, he have this position like mine. If he had been connected with Source, then Source would have told him, because what is his Source? Well, everybody's, the way that you connect with Source, the way that you assimilate Source, the way that you become one with Source is through Source. So Source put himself inside of you in little blocks. So you got 12 pieces of Source that's found inside of your life optimization chart. So my son BJ's numbers in reverse. Now his numbers are 1, 3, 5, 7. So I know that Source is 1, 3, 5, 7 when it comes to my son BJ. So when he was a kid growing up, like his father, he struggled with his 7. Because that, again, remember the 7 means expert. That means that you know. You just know stuff. You may not be able to explain it, but you know it. Now remember, he's born in February as well. So that means spirituality. So he got an unfair advantage. So there's no way anything should ever pop up and bite him in the aspiratus. Why? Because he got an unfair advantage. Now remember, the number 7 and the number 11 are the two. Those are the psychic numbers, both sides. So that means he's either connected with the psychic devil or he's connected with the psychic god. So that's going to be a devil telling him shizness to do wrong. That way you go to a party by yourself and you get spanked. Or there's going to be a god that's going to be tell you, don't go to that party unless you got your boys and you got your homies who got your back and you rolling about 10, 15 deep, like I used to do. So every time I went to a club, when I was in the Marines, we would go to a club and we'd be 20 deep. So if it popped off, it was like, you know, hey, you brought your boys and we brought our boys, and whoever had the most boys, that's, and usually we had more. So that's why, you know, we didn't lose no skirmishes. We were downtown LA, you know, San Francisco, and when we rolled off the base, it was about 20 deep. Well, you know, like I just tell my son that. So source prevents you from going through calamity. So whenever you are in a calamity, whenever you're going through something, that means you left something. That means you left an attribute or characteristics that was given to you by source. So that way, now me, I'm all knowing. So therefore, if I get to a situation and something that I don't know about that situation, I can't ascertain that person, that place, or that thing, then I know that I am not connected with my 6, my 3, or my 9. So which one of them is not? So BJ has to connect with his 7. He also got to bring his 5, his 3, and his 1. So that means he's an intellectual guru. He's a free spirit that is an informed communicator that loves to lead himself and others individually. So that explains everything about his life. That explains why, like me, he's had this, you know, he don't really like taking orders. That explains, like me, why he likes to, basically, he don't communicate unless he's informed. That explains, like me, why he's a free spirit. You can't put him in a box. He don't do well inside of a cubicle. He got to be out where he can roam, where he can fly. He's like the wind. You cannot put the wind in a box. It's not going to be very comfortable inside of that box. That explains, like me, well, his 7 comes from the number 6 and the number 1. So he's a compassionate leader. So that means that to the degree that he understands this, that's the degree that he understands source. So if he want to worship God, he worships self. Now, I know that's contrary to most people's theology. Thus, the reason they don't have no relationship with God, because they think God is out there. They don't know that God is in here, that the kingdom of God is within. So when you go with inside of the self, you're going with inside of God. So the ability to know the self is the ability to know the self, to know God. To the degree that you know the self, that is the degree that you know source, that you know God. So if you don't know yourself, you don't know your God. So when I meet people and I know that they say they have a relationship with God, and I know that they don't because they don't know how God has hidden himself inside of the self. So we're studying books and we're not studying ourselves. We're singing hymnals, but we're not studying ourselves. We're going on trips, but we're not going inside of ourselves. We're doing all of this external, but we're doing nothing internal. So this inability to connect internally to the self, this is what's destroying everything else. So for my son, when I'm talking to my son, when I'm talking to you or anybody else, the first thing is identify source. Okay, what is it? Okay, for BJ, God is 7531. Now, to me, God is 9336. So to Sister Candace, God is 9117. So to everybody, God is something different. So everybody has to connect with God through the attributes and characteristics that have been given to you by God. Let me say that again. Everybody has to connect with God through the characteristics and attributes that have been given to you by God. Let me say that again. Everybody has to connect to the big God, the big G, not the little one. Now, all this other stuff y'all doing, you're connecting with the little one. And that's not bad. I'm not mad at you, boo-boo. That, you know, that dog hunts sometimes. It don't hunt all the time. So the ability for you to connect to God through self. So anytime that you don't know the self, you don't know God. So to the degree that you know the self, that is the degree that you know God. Now, I don't know nobody that studies themselves more than I do. I've met a lot of people who've done a lot of great things, and they know a lot of stuff. But I have not met anyone who wakes up every day and their sole source of existence is to understand the self. Nobody. Now, how to assimilate that? Number one, know source. Now, once you get to know the self, now you got to assimilate the self so that way you can implement the self. Now, remember, the self is the cells. And the cells, again, is the source, or the source, again, is what we are able to identify ourselves with. So this is through the soul. So once you understand that the source is the self, the self is the cell, the cell is the soul. So your cells, your self, your soul, your source, those are all the same thing. But we've been taught by the dominant culture that they're all different. This harmonious arrangement, the Reverend Dr. Bishop is telling us something different. So you cannot control your turf. You cannot control your terms. You cannot control your time. And the inability to control the turf. So again, never fight a war on somebody else's turf. You don't go to the devil's house and take on the devil. You're going to get smoked. That's his turf. You don't never fight the devil on his terms. You're going to get smoked. And you never fight him on his time. You fight him on your turf, your terms, your time. That's what everything is about. Everything is about you understanding you. So to the degree that you understand you, that is the degree that you can be you. And when you be you, you be source. And when you be source, you be all knowing, you be all power, you be all present, you be all simple, and you be all benevolent. So anytime that you're not oscillating and vibrating in that frequency, that's the same frequency as source, then you know that you don't know yourself. So you don't go read a book. You sit down and you're like, okay, what part of the self am I disrespecting? Now, how do you disrespect yourself? You don't see the self. So how do you don't see the self? The only way that you don't see the self is if you don't analyze the self. Now, let me tell you what I do every day. So all I do every day is I break down how I do every day. What does that mean? All I do every day is I break down who I be every day. So I ask myself, why am I being blank? And then I research, okay, like how can I be total awareness? So I try to not be total awareness, or I try to prove that I don't have total awareness. So I try to operate or vibrate from a position of not being totally aware. So I try to every day. My goal is to prove myself wrong, not right. Everybody I know is trying to defend their position, not me. I try to prove myself opposite of the self. What does that mean? That means that I know that I'm a 6339. So I know, as I said before, the way that you know that you connected with source, you control the turf, you control the terms, you control the time. Now, source is not outside the self, because source is the self. The self is the cell. The cell is the soul. To the degree that you can over, under, and understand source, self, cell, soul, that, again, is how you are able to be bold. So your boldness, your courageousness, your confidence, because remember, the universe only responds to boldness. The universe does not respond. Well, let me rephrase that. Currency doesn't flow in the direction of scarcity. Currency only flows in the direction of certainty. So if you got a negotiating problem, if you got a money problem, if you got a relationship problem, if you got any kind of a what we call problem, which is just an illusion, that means you got a scarcity. That means you're sending out a frequency that says, I'm concerned. That means that, you know, you got that disease that, you know, that me and Dr. Span had. And that is you care about people, places, and things. You got this idea that your anxiety about a situation is going to change the situation, even though the Bible says, why worry about what you should eat or what you should drink? So we know, I know that everybody's problem is that they don't know God. They don't know source. So when I say source, when people pray to, I say, who are you praying to? Like, what do you, like when I was a youngster, like, how do you envision God? In your brain, and you visualize God, what does he, she, it look like to you? How do you connect with God? How do you get in the presence of God? Do you have to do like I used to do? You know, you can't get in the presence until your song come on. You know, you go to worship, you go to church, and you're sitting there and you're waiting for them to play your song. And if they don't play your song, your whole day's off. But if they play your song, it's like, oh, it's on and popping. Then now you can sense, you can feel. Why? Sensation precedes manifestation. So the enemy knows that you are a sensation. He knows that you are sensual, but you don't. He knows that you are sexual, but you don't. He knows that you are spiritual, but you don't. So he knows that you cannot connect with source because you're not superior. But he knows your superiority. So he knows that the source, the self, the cell, the soul that all is established by the sex, the senses, and the spirit. So those are the seven S's, the seed for me, you know. The cell is the cell. It's the C-E-L-L, and it's the S-E-L-L, cell. You can't sell nothing if you ain't sell nothing. You can't sell if it ain't in your cell. Let me pause for a moment. See, that's why a lot of people got jobs. You got to have a job because you have to try to convince me because you can't sell me. And the way you sell is to understand source, self, soul. That is exuded through sex. It's the sacred exchange of exogenesis or xenogenesis. X-E-N-O. That is the ability to transmute evil into good. So you take what the enemy meant for evil and you're able to turn it around and use it for good. Nothing ever overtakes you the way it do other people in the world. That is the ability to understand. That gives you superiority. So your senses are not the five senses. They are the 12 spiritual senses. So sex is not what we've been taught. Senses is not what we've been taught. Spirituality is not what we've been taught. What is spirituality? Spirituality is awareness. Spirituality is consciousness. Spirituality is a mind that is immersed in this design. Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. Spirituality is a mind that is immersed in your design. Remember, what is God? God is not outside of you. God is inside of you. How does God manifest himself to me? 6339. So how does God manifest himself to my son? 7531. How does God manifest himself to you? Now, what is the seven? The seven is an attribute and a characteristic of God. It is a divine attribute. See, these numbers are not numbers. As I talk about inside of my book, theocentricism and biocentricism, or theomathematics and biblical alphanumerics. And my new book that's coming out, that's called The Mazaruth, which again, that's the 2020 total awareness system. That I got seven new books that I've never released to the public that I'm rolling out for everybody that enrolls in the 2020 total awareness system. Because what's happening is you are not aware that you're not aware. So the only way that you can be aware that you're not aware, what does that mean in English though, Doc? What does that mean in plain English? That means you cannot tell me how you do you. What does that mean? So if you are an 11, that means that you got psychic abilities. That's just another word that say discernment. That means you know stuff before it happened. Okay, but how do you know stuff before it happens? Since you don't know the details of you, you don't have the power to recreate you. So that means you can, as I said in the beginning, let me ask you the question again. You need to make $5,000 before July the 4th. Do you have a process in place right now to bring in you? You can't borrow it. You can't get no assistance from the reverend, the doctor, the bishop. You can't call your mama, your daddy. You. Can you, with your brain and your God, generate $5,000 between now and July the 4th? I'm pausing for a second while you ponder the statement. Can you, between today and July the 30th, August the 1st, I'll give you a couple extra days, can you lose 30 pounds of fat, not muscle? Can you take your BMI, can you take your body mass index before you start your routine and find out what your current body fat percentage is? And let's say you're at 30%. Can you increase your muscle mass from 70% to 80% while at the same time decreasing your body fat by 30%? By losing 30, do you have a process in place right now to build muscle while burning fat? I'm pausing while you ponder the statement. Do you You can't research it. You can't go to YouTube. You can't call the Reverend Dr. Bishop. You can't consult no curandero. You can't take no DMT, no ayahuasca. Do you have a way to increase your knowledge base right now? Can you, do you have a system in place by which to prove if the photos that's been presented to us by NASA, are they true or are they doctored? Are they Photoshopped? Can you prove to me that we went to the moon? Can you prove to me that the earth is round or that the earth is flat? Can you prove to me any of your statements? Can you use modern day physics or science or biology to prove whatever it is that you believe in the area of wisdom? And last but not least, relationships. Can you establish a relationship if you are an African American with somebody that doesn't have your best interest at heart? Meaning, can you go and talk to Donald Trump and have a meeting? Can you go hang out with some KKK members who denigrate you, who desecrate everything that you believe in, who wish to do bodily harm to you? Can you go into that meeting and transmute their energy so it doesn't affect you? Can you sit across the aisle from somebody who knowingly hates you and it has no effect on you? You got a process in place to transmute energy, to turn what the devil meant for evil and turn it into good. If you do not have those systems in place, then you don't have a relationship with God. You don't have a relationship with Source. Because remember, Source don't have problems. Source is a problem solver. When you connected with God, you a firefighter. When the fire breaks out, everybody else runs out the building. When the fire breaks out, if you serve the same God that I do, you run into the building. Why? You're trained. You didn't just wake up. You're not sitting here on the whims and the wishes of other people. Are you a firefighter? If somebody is drowning and you got a relationship with Source, you got something called the shepherd's crook. See, when I was WSSI and we was trained, we never jumped into the pool to save anybody. At least I didn't. I used what is called the shepherd's crook. Now, the shepherd's crook for all WSSI, that's water safety survival instructors, we already know that when you go, number one, when you go into the water, if you do, you use what they call an approach stroke. And right when you never get in arm's reach of a drowning victim that's above the water. Why? They're going to lunge and grab you and drown you. So what do you? You turn around the victim. You get to the victim's back, and you actually push the victim underwater. Then that way you're able to put your arms around the victim's chest, and you're able to do, again, a side stroke and control the victim's body so that way they don't drown you. Now, first of all, you don't even want to get in the water. So what am I saying? A lifeguard. Notice the title of the guy that's sitting outside the water to jump in the case that you are drowning. So everybody else that's drowning is probably getting out the water. But if you see a drowning victim, you jump in the water. Why? You're trained. You know how to save. Sozo. That's the same word that in the Bible that we broke down. Saved. Sozo. That means that your brain is immersed in the solution. That's what the word saved means. So a lifeguard's brain has repeated saving people so many times that their brain has a neural net. They have a spirit of salvation. That means they got the spirit of saving drowning victims because it's been frequently repeated and it's been emotionally charged. So they know, they don't believe. They know, they don't believe. They know. They're not believers, they're knowers. They know how to save a drowning victim. That's why they are confident to jump into the water. When everybody else, they don't know what to do. Everybody else, they stand on the bank and they just point. Somebody who can't swim, if they jump, and this happens quite a bit, they jump into the water because of adrenaline and emotion, and guess what happens? Both parties drown because neither party know how to swim. But how do you become a lifeguard? Training. So the ability to connect with Source to control your turf, your time, and your terms is the ability to connect with Source, which is inside the self, which activates the cell, so that way you can sail, so that way you can be bold, so you can understand how to engage in this sacred energy exchange that allows you to activate your senses and to express your spirit or your spirituality. And so everybody on this call has that potential to be able to express, expose, and expand themselves. Now, we got to connect the dots by going a little bit deeper down the rabbit trail. This is extremely, 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 extremely important. Each one of your numbers is an attribute or characteristics of source. That, what does that mean, though? That means it's not a number. That means it's not a letter. That means that it is a divine attribute and a divine characteristic. Now, we got to define what that means, though. Because remember, each and every one of us, we can't see us. The reason that we can't see us is because nobody told us where to look. Did anybody tell you where to look? If anybody told you, where do you find God? Now, when I was raised, you know, you go into a closet, you find a quiet place. Some people go out to the woods. Some people, you know, we've always been taught to go places to connect with source or to connect with God. And bear with me, folks. There's somebody at the door here. The wife is going to get it. Okay, cool. Somebody hear a little background noise here. Why? I don't know who that is. Probably somebody selling something. So the inability to connect with source allows us to be able to express our divine attribute or characteristics. So the word attribute means the ability for something that be to cause. So an attribute is causality. Somebody should write that down. Let me say it again. Now, you have, this is why I keep saying, it didn't say nothing about morality. Divine attributes. So my son has the cause of all knowledge inside of him. So if he go looking for knowledge outside of him, he destroys the knowledge that's inside of him. Now, it's the same thing working with DMT and ayahuasca, which is why I would never do DMT. Because my body naturally produces DMT. This is why I would never take a testosterone supplement. My body, now, if my testosterone is low, okay, I already know that there are natural ways by which to boost my testosterone levels. So, but let's say I want to take a shortcut and they come out with some new synthetic testosterone and I take it. The moment I take it, my body stops its natural production of testosterone. Now, unless I own that place that produces the synthetic testosterone, unless I got an unlimited supply for life, unless I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I would never, ever, ever. Remember the movie Limitless? You know, boy was like, as long as he had that pill, he was the bomb.com. But without that pill, and so what he did, he got the recipe for the pill because he knew the guy. Remember, anything that you lean on outside of you controls you. So if I know I'm the only person that has alkaline water, I know you got to come to me to get the alkaline water. So guess what? I control you, boo-boo. I own you, basically. Why? You ain't getting no water, you're going to D-I-E. You're going to die. So you got to come to me. I can price it anything I want. I got a monopoly. So anything outside of the self controls the self. Let me say that again. Anything outside of the self controls the self. Let me say that one more time. I don't know if you got it. Anything that you take, anyone, any place, anything that's outside of the self controls the self. Now, the self is the cell. The cell is the soul. The soul is the sex. The sex is the senses. The senses is the spirit. That's how I control the spirit. So in order to control your spirit, I just dangle a carrot in front of you. I get you addicted to that carrot, and then I own you. If you don't do what I say, I take your carrot. That means I control your spirit. That's demonic possession, control. Because the word control, con, C-O-N, means to swindle. Troll means large, clumsy demon. So I got a quest. Let's embark upon a journey to discover the truth today. Because we're talking about, again, oneness with source. We're talking to you being able to be a single standing column of waveform energy. We're talking about you being able to be in a relationship with anyone, any place, at any time, and still be in a position of control. That's a position of mutual understanding and cooperation. So we take out the word control and we put in the word cooperation. So I'm not here to compete. I'm here to complete. So we take out the word compete, control, and we put in the word complete, consideration. So I consider your feelings. That's the word aletheia. That's truth. That's missing. That's source. So when people tell me they got a relationship with God, I know they don't, because they ain't considerate of my feelings and my relationship. Because the definition, the biblical definition, is aletheia. And aletheia means observation. Aletheia means consideration. Aletheia means observation. Aletheia means I will sit down and talk to a Satanist. I didn't say I was going to agree with the Satanist. I just said that I would do what the Bible tells me to do. And that is be considerate. Right? Because everybody has a right to believe whatever they want to believe. It's not my job to try to convert people. That's why I don't do that, what I used to do. Like, we used to go out witnessing. Y'all know those people that come around on Sundays, you know, everybody lock the doors and stuff. They come knocking on your door, the Jehovah's Witnesses. Why they do that? That's not, and it's really interesting, the whole evangelism thing. Now, you should be a single standing column of waveform energy that draws people to you like a lighthouse. Your life should be so powerful that people should walk up to you and say, hey, man, what you doing? They should come to you. You shouldn't have to go to them. So the most important thing for you is to become a single standing column of waveform energy. How? Connect with source. How do you connect with source? Know exactly what source is. What exactly is what source is? Source is not testosterone, for example, that you take outside the body. Source is testosterone that you produce inside the body, because the body produces its own testosterone. The body produces its own opium. The body produces its own morphine. It's called morphim. So everything that you're taking, and again, that's just an example, outside of the body is naturally produced inside of the body. All you got to do is give the body the minerals and enzymes, the air, sun that it needs for it to actually produce or increase whatever levels that it is. Now, there are natural things like things that you can eat, like green leafy vegetables and so on and so forth, to assist the body with maintaining itself. Okay, why? Because the green leafy vegetables is just condensed sunlight. It's the same thing. So you can go outside and get it from the sun, or you can just go outside and get it from a plant that gets it from the sun. So you can go directly to the sun, the S-U-N, the S-O-N, and the S-U-M. So anytime you want to connect with God, you got to go through the sun. That's what Jesus Christ represents. Jesus Christ, that's why he's always pictured with a halo, gold, because he's representing the S-U-N. So the Egyptians, they worship the S-U-N. But you're supposed to be worshiping the S-U-M. So the S-O-N, the S-U-N, and the S-U-M, they're all the same. So depending on your culture and your understanding, again, that's called total, not partial, total awareness. So what is the S-U-M? Well, the S-U-M is a sum. Total of the attributes, that's causality. So an attribute is an ingredient that causes something. So everybody got 12 attributes. What do? They cause you to do stuff. So that is the divine pattern. So if you align your mind with God's design, that's how you shine. So that's how you worship God. That's how you connect with God. That's how you control your turf. That's how you control your terms. That's how you control your time. So this ability to connect with source by understanding exactly what source is. Why? We have this treasure hidden. Where's it at? Where's it at? Well, according to the Bible, we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. So why in the world are you looking at non? Why are you going outside the body to look for stuff that's inside the body? I do not understand. Now that I really don't understand. Because there's people who go out, like in the Catholic faith, where there are statues and there's amulets and there's different things that are worshipped. Now, I know that they are the divine representation, but if you want to worship something, how about you worship a blood cell? How about you worship something that's inside the body, because the kingdom of God is within? And so my son's ability to connect with the seven, because what does that do? That's an attribute. What is an attribute? That attribute is the causality of his reality. So to the degree that you understand causality, that's the degree that you determine your reality. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. To the degree that you understand cause, that's what nobody teaches nor preaches cause. Everybody teaches morality. Nobody teaches causality other than me. I know there's somebody else out there, but I ain't met them yet. So if y'all know somebody that's teaching causality, let me know. So now the next question is, what is causality? Before we get to, because remember, that's what creates reality. So I know to the degree that I can get my son to understand he's a seven, he's a five, he's a three, and he's a one. To the degree that he can understand that causality, he can create that reality. So I know that if he has any problem in any area of his life, he doesn't understand how he causes intelligence. He's not connected to source. He's not connected to self. He's not connected to his cells. So he says he don't know his cell. He can't sell. So he got to work. And since the cell is inside the soul is the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, the intellect, there is no sacred energy exchange. So therefore, he don't have sex in the brain. His neurons are not engaging. His neurons are not having sex. He has sex on the brain. He don't have sex in the brain. It's not sacred. It's not set apart. It's not a mutual exchange. And it's not an exogenesis. So therefore, when he's making an energy exchange with somebody who means him evil, he can exogenesis it. And he could turn what was meant for evil into good. So the ability to understand what sex means biblically is the ability to understand that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. All who rise up against you shall fall. It's the ability to understand that God takes what the devil meant for evil and he turns it around and he uses it for good. That all things work together for your good. That is the mental disposition. So that's the seven. So if he actually think somebody has more power than him, okay, he's not connected to source. He's a five. The five comes from the 3, 2, 5. So the three is an informed communicator. The two is the inward peaceful creator. The five is the unyielding talent, the free spirit. And when you reverse it, he's an unending talent that has a peaceful disposition that loves to express his creative self. And if anybody knows my son BJ, that's exactly what he is. Then the three. But the three is the 1, 2, 3. So we turn it around. Now it's the 3, 2, 1. So again, he's a three. That is the creative informed communicator. That two has a peaceful disposition. One that wants to and has leadership skills and want to lead others. And if anybody know my son BJ, bam, they know that's him. And the last number is the seven. I mean the seven, the one. Because remember, it's 1, 3, 5, 1, 3, 5, 7. Turn it around. 7, 3, 5, 1. The one comes from number 3, 7. We break that down to number 101. So we turn the 101 around, we still get 101. So to the degree that my son can overstand that he's a 101, he's an independent, unlimited potential for leadership. He has unlimited potential. That's why he has problems staying on a job. Why? Because he ain't designed to follow. And he's designed to lead. So before I came into the gnosis of all of this, me and my son had problems. We bumped heads all the time. Because, I'm the big dog in this house. And he was coming up. He's like, hey, I'm the big dog. And so we got, that was a meeting. That was a meeting of minds. But now I understand why that he has that disposition. Because he's designed by source to be himself so that way he can sell something to his soul, so that way his soul can exchange the energy, so he can be, he can use his 12 senses, so that activates and controls his spirit, and that gives him superiority. To the degree that you understand the self, that's the degree that you can understand everything else. The inability to understand the self is the cause of every problem on earth. So everybody is studying other things. We're going to universities, we're going to school, we're getting degrees, we're getting certified, but we don't study ourselves. I don't know anybody, that studies themselves more than I do. Every day I wake up, all I do is analyze myself. I don't even have time to analyze anybody else. So when I'm not doing one-on-ones and doing shows, what do you think I'm doing? Well, I'm not reading books on, you know, how to climb trees and train monkeys. No. I'm studying myself. I'm analyzing, how do I always know what's going to happen before it happens? Oh, I remember. I'm born in the month of September. Okay, so I got total awareness. But what does that mean, though? Everybody, you know, just to say it, but let's go to second base. Remember, number one, you got to know source. Source is not a book. Source is not a tree. Source is not outside of you. So whatever you have outside of you, that's going to precede you. Source is inside of you. So you got to go within. So why? The kingdom of God is within. Number one, know exactly what source is. Now, once you know what source is, now you got to implement source. Now, how do we assimilate source? How do we implement source? How do we actually implement these numbers? Because numbers, just having a bunch of numbers, and they ain't going to bust a grape. You can't pay your light bill with numbers. You can't go up there and say, my son can't go up there and say, hey, I'm a very, you know, intelligent, you know, free-spirited, you know, creative communicator that likes to lead. Can you take that as a form of payment? No, he got to be able to take that, and now he got to be able to transmute that into what? Currency. How? Confidence. So how do you get confidence? So that way you can get currency. So that way money comes to you, study the self. What is the self? The source. So when I'm studying myself, I'm not studying my flesh. When I'm studying myself, I'm studying my source. So that's how you worship. That's how you pray. That's how you get into the presence of God. That's how you have a relationship with God. That's how you become all-knowing, all-power, all-present, all-simple, and all-benevolent. Study self, because self is source. If you want to meet God, if my son asked me, Dad, who is God? I'm going to say, son, God is 7531. He's going to say, what is that? God is 617-325-123-101. What is that? That is a compassionate leader that has a brain. That is an informed creator that has a peaceful, free, fun-loving spirit. That is an independent thinker and a leader that uses this inward ability to create. To when he speaks from his place of freaking information. He's not just running off at the mouth. He got facts to back up the shizness he's spitting. And last but not least, he's on a path that makes him and that gives him, now remember, an attribute, that means cause. He is the cause of leadership that has unlimited potential to establish independence, self-motivation, self-driven, all of the attributes and characteristics that we call leadership. That's God. To the degree that he understands that, that is the degree that he understands source. And to the degree that he's able to implement that. So how does he implement it, though? He implemented it into his life by seeing that that is his life. So how does he see it? Well, when he wakes up in the morning and he sends me these videos about the life optimization chart found in a cave in India called the Chakravyamana, what is he doing? That's independent. That's leadership. That's creative. That's peaceful. That's intelligent. So all of he's already being God. But if he don't know that he's already being, he got to think, he got to go do. So everybody leave God to go find God. It is the craziest thing since sliced bread. So we all are leaving source to go find source. So right now you woke up, you've been being source the whole day, every day since birth. But you've never stopped and looked at yourself because you didn't see no value in the self, because everybody told you that, hey, stop doing that, man. That's wrong. That's bad. That's this, that's that. So when I was a little kid and I was out, you know, using my creative self and being an informed creator and asking questions, that's how we learn. And, you know, I like, Negro, just sit down. You're supposed to be seen, not heard. And so like me, everybody has got their self shut down. So now you got to restart the self. How? Implement the self. How? Study the self. How? If you are a psychic, how do you become one? How do you know what you know? Now, you think you just pulled it out of thin air, right? Do you know that everything that I've been doing automatically since birth, now I have scientific documented proof? So now what do you think I have? Now, number one, we got to know source. Number two, we have to implement source. And then number three, we actually be source. That's the causality of your reality. So number one, everybody on this call, source is inside of you. Now, I know for most people, they have a difficult time saying that they are source. I understand that. I totally understand that. Well, can you at least agree that you got 12 attributes and characteristics that's been given to you by source? Now, if you have a problem with that, I can't really help you. You got a self-esteem issue. So that's another thought pattern that is giving birth to another day moon or disposition that we got to address. That's another study for another time. So attributes and causes, attributes and characteristics are causality. That's the principle that everything has a cause. So causality establishes reality. So the principle of causality, that just simply means that everything is determined by something else. There is a connection. That means that one thing is the underlying condition of another thing. So for when I'm talking to my son, or if I'm talking to anybody, I'm telling you, okay, your job is to know the one thing that is the underlying condition that causes the thing. So what is the thing that causes the seven? So if I'm talking to my son and he has a seven, okay, what causes him to be intelligent? 6-1. What is six? Six is a responsible server. Six is a compassionate server. One is an independent leader, an independent thinker. So he serves independent leadership. That makes him intelligent. That makes him know stuff. So if I take away, or if he operates in the dark side of his gift, what is the opposite of compassion? A lot of the attributes and characteristics that my son had growing up was the opposite of six. It was the opposite of the one. Instead of being independent, you join a group. You become a dependent follower. Instead of being an independent leader, that makes you stupid. Why? You're designed to be smart. So if I'm the enemy, I don't want you to be smart, because then you connected with source. So I got to get you to operate in the dark side of the gift. So what did I do is I get you to think that the thing that you're doing is not compassionate. So my son is one of the most compassionate people on the planet, but yet he comes across as being angry. At least he used to. Because why? Sex. The sacred energy exchange. Exogenesis. That means that that exchange that's inside the body, the sodium and potassium pumps was off. That means the neuron, that gap between each neurons was too far apart. Now, remember, we talked about the thing that causes that. Self-hate. A lack of self-love. And a lack of self-respect that disconnects the neuron. But the most important thing underneath that self-hate is self-shaming. How do you shame the self? Reject the self. The number one cause of all neurological problems on this earth is self-shaming. What is it? What not? Now, I know this is a tough issue for everybody. But if you look me in the eye and you tell me that you have male genitalia, but you are a female and you want to be a female, that's, you are ashamed of the self. I did not say that you don't have feelings. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you may be wired. That's all great. But self means awareness of cause. Something caused you to produce male and female parts. So if you reject reality, that is male and female parts, that's self-shaming. That means that your brain cannot work by universal spiritual law. That means you got cognitive dissonance. That means you got two dispositions in one brain. That is the worst person to hang out with, because they hate themselves. How in the hell are they going to love you or like you? You don't even like yourself. Now, self-shaming, I don't even, I can't even, that's a whole 7-hour series. I see it everywhere because I didn't, what do you think, I read this in the book? Boo-boo, I hated myself so much that I attempted to end my life 3 times before I was 13. And the last time when I rode up in my car, my little bike out in front of an 18-wheeler, and I told you guys the story, the 18-wheeler, it was crazy because the 18-wheeler hit the bike, destroyed the bike, but the height from the ground to the bottom of the 18-wheeler was so tall that all I did, I just got burnt by the muffler and got scratched. That just made my life worse because I couldn't even kill myself. I failed at that. So when I talk about self-shaming, I am not talking about nothing I read out of no freaking book. I got personal experience. And January the 1st of 2009, I was right back in the same place as an adult. Why? I was ashamed of myself. So I don't know what everybody else, you can talk all this warm and fuzzy stuff if you want to. You go see your therapist and drink, you know, go back and remember your childhood and all that BS. You can do all that stuff. You can, you know, bring up your old childhood memories. Yeah. But when you get done, when you get finished, you are ashamed of yourself. Not what you've done, your actual physical attributes and characteristics, and you are ashamed of God because God is the self. So when you are self-shaming, you are God-shaming. That's blasphemy. That's the unforgivable. That is the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. The blasphemy of the whole, the unforgivable sin is to reject the skin that you're in. Let me be crystal clear. The unforgivable sin is when you reject the skin that you're in. You are rejecting God when you reject the self, because there is no self. God is inside of the self, acting as the self, manifesting himself through the self. When you reject God, boo-boo, there's no way you can go for that. You can't come back from that. Self-shaming is the most, and it's so sad because it's actually increasing. Now, how many little black boys I see every day that hate themselves? They are designed to shine, but they've lost their mind. The inability to connect with Source is the inability to implement Source. And if you can implement Source, how in the world are you going to be the causality of your reality? That means that the question I had at the beginning of today's show, I have the same question. Do you got systems in place right now, today? That's the whole purpose of what I do. I am not no feel-good preacher. I'm not no hold on, brother, come back next Sunday for your blessing. I am not no, you know, if you don't tithe, you don't do this, that, and that. That's not me, boo-boo. I don't preach hate. I don't preach fear. I don't preach none of this. You know, you're going to go to hell, all this other stuff. I just preach reality. I preach the cause of that. What is the causality? Because the source code, the big one, is all knowing. It's all power. It's all present. It's all simple. And it's all benevolent. It's always sending out one frequency, love. Now, that frequency get distorted by men. But let's be crystal clear. It is being sent by source. And the way that it is being sent, it was downloaded into the body that you're in. So you have been given everything that you need for life and godliness. So your ability to connect with source and your ability to implement source, that allows you to express or to be source. That is the only way for you to have, quote unquote, an issue and be able to solve it almost like instantly, like for real. Like, try it out. Just try what I've been doing since 8. Please try it out. Just try it. That's my $10,000 challenge. So I got $10,000 to anybody that tried, that do what I do. Sensation precedes manifestation. What precedes sensation? Remember, it's sensual, sexual, spiritual, superior. So my body senses stuff. So does yours. But what precedes sensation? I like the word illumination. That's where we get the word Illuminati. That's why the Illuminati, they ain't stupid. Them suckers are behind everything that goes on negatively on this planet. Well, actually, positively and negatively. Why? They are the word Illuminati means illuminated ones. That's another word for awareness, perception, consciousness. They conscious, you ain't. What is conscious? It's just expanding. How do you expand your consciousness? Become aware. Become self-aware. That's the problem on this planet. Very few people are self-aware. Very few people are illuminated. So how do you become illuminated? Do exactly what I've been doing since 8. What have I been doing since 8? I have one prayer. Father, I wake up every day trying to prove myself wrong. I look for holes in my theorem. And every day, I'm not trying to prove myself right. I'm trying to prove myself wrong. I tell myself every day when I wake up, my belief system is flawed. And I need to prove that it's flawed. So I test it. That's why I'm always testing. That's why I say, though, I'm an overachiever. I run in the direction of the fire. I create problems. I create problems that are unsolvable, and then I go solve them. And I prove my theory. So there are no man-made problems, no man-made devils, and this, that, and the other. So you create a problem, and then you go out and see, because if you are connected with Source, there is no problem. That's just a misinterpretation of your reality. So if you change your perspective of the event, don't try to change the event. You recreate the event. I actually went back and I actually recreated my whole childhood. I went back and recreated. So every negative event that happened to me as a child is not positive. I went back in my childhood and say, yep, when I was getting them beatings, when I was a little kid with that metal pipe wrapped in black tape, that gave me a high pain tolerance. That's why when I went to the dentist and the dude was like, dude, you've been walking around with this kind of pain in your mouth for 8 months. Anybody else, they would either went crazy. They'd have been in this dentist's office a long time ago. How did you do it? There's no way there's nothing there. That hole in your tooth was exposing the nerve. That means that there was direct contact, this, that, and the other. And from a medical perspective, there is no way no human being could endure that pain, not for no 8 months. Like, how come you just not getting here? When I got a high pain tolerance. So when I broke my ankle in 3 places, I finished the game. I did that in middle school. Why? High pain tolerance. So all of the stuff, so fasting, so I can start and stop eating anytime I want. I can change my diet and do all that stuff. So when I went back to my childhood, when we was walking around in them circles and we was forced to stay up all night, sleep deprivation, that's why I can get by on 2 to 4 hours of sleep. So my childhood trained me to be the man that I am today. So I took what was meant for evil and I transmuted it. I recreated that event. Now everybody else can teach theory, but boo-boo, this is theorem. The things that have killed and destroyed most men has empowered this one. So when I talk about peak performance, when I'm talking about for you to get from where you are at to where you want to be, there's a lot of people got a lot of good shizness out there. But I'm not no Joel Osteen Christian. I don't do warm fuzzy. I do practical, step-by-step. I'm a didactic teacher. And I'm a didactic programmer, meaning the program is didactic. That's why it's so long. That's why it's so many books. But those steps are guaranteed to work. Now, if you don't work the steps and implement the steps, okay, you will stay in Groundhog's Day, guaranteed. But as you were here when I talked to Brother Andreas tomorrow night, you were here. No, when I met this brother was in the darkest place. I mean, I've been in some dark places. Wait till you hear this testimony. Like, I've done a lot of crazy stuff, but as an adult, I never walked to a church and put a gun to somebody's dome and done some of the things. And where this brother's at today, after enrolling in the program and me working through him, it took us a while because the brother came from a dark hole. Wait till you hear his testimony Saturday. You don't want to miss it. It's what we're on the private pay-per-view show for the members that's enrolled in that program to assist you with product development. Why? You got to be illuminated. What does that mean? Consciousness. What does that mean? Everybody's afraid of the word illuminated because remember, the devil takes God's words and symbols and he uses them. That way you are afraid of them. So every word and every symbol that I use, I pretty much got from Satanists, because they know, especially black folks, we scared of the devil, because the devil is bigger than your God. Now, I used to be too. Remember, I was licensed on our day. I did this for freaking 10 years. I didn't read about it in the book. I was just like you, you know, hey, like in the Matrix. You see an agent, run. If the fire breaks out, run. If somebody drowned in the pool, don't jump in. Call the lifeguard. I was trained, just like you, to run from adversity. Be afraid of adversity. If you get a letter from the IRS, get a lawyer. The bully shows up on your block, don't go outside. I was just like you. I was trained the same way. Not no more, though, boo-boo. Come on over here if you want some. Over here if you want to. I got something for you. So I don't run from witches and devils and demons no more, brother. I wake up in the morning and I go looking for them. I go where they at. And if they don't come to me, I create situations that draw them suckers out. And then when they come out, off with their heads. And I train and teach other people to do the same thing. We demon hunters. We don't run from the devil. The devil runs from us. We got the biggest gun. We're the lions and the lionesses. We're the king of the jungle. Nobody gonna come into my house and tell me what to do in my house. I know every knife, every stick, every weapon is that. You come in my house if you want to. I don't care how big you are. That should be your disposition. And without that disposition, you're not going to win. You ain't going to bust a grape. Not you personally, but, you know, people you know. And the problem is, with most Cretans and most people, especially African Americans, we still waiting for a damn government handout. There's Negroes in Congress talking about reparations. What the hell are reparations going to do for me? I don't want nothing the government got. Nothing. I can create it myself. Because the government is meant to govern. Whatever you get controls you. Whatever you create empowers you. I recommend you create your own business. I don't know about you, but that's what I've been doing since 8. And it's been working for me. So you think I'm going to stop now? I don't think so. Now, that don't mean that you're on the line with somebody else so that way you can shine. That don't mean that you don't engage in no mutual partnerships. That don't mean that there are some people that are born in a house of partnerships that we talked about last night. And we talked about in my father's house, there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you. And we broke down those 12 houses last night. So you should know your house because, again, that's your biblical, that's the Maseruth, that's the star seed, that's the star system that you're from. You align yourself with your star, with your source. That's how you assimilate source into the self. You become one with God. God ain't going to become one with you. That, what does that mean? You got to vibrate up to his level. He ain't going to vibrate down to your level. So everybody on this call, you got to look inside of you. Stop studying other people. Stop looking at other people. Look and study yourself. What are your divine attributes and characteristics? What month were you born in? What does it mean? What day were you born? What does that mean? What was the year of your birth? What is the first letter of your first name? And what does that letter mean? What is the power of that? All of that causes you to feel something. And then that thought pattern gives birth to what? Wealth, health, wisdom, toe-curling relationship. Because now you're the king. And every king and queen has a kingdom. And they rule their kingdom with these keys. That's how you align yourself with source. So align your mind with God's design. And everybody on this call have to make sure, above everything else, that no matter who or what, regardless of how well intended they may be, never, ever, ever, ever allow any person, place, or thing make you feel anything other than love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Why, Brother Will? Against such things, there is no wall. Because W-A-L is the biblical word L-A-W. The law, wall, is for the lawless, wallless, cellless, spineless. So everybody on this call, y'all got spines. So we don't need no government because we are self-governing. You know right from wrong. You know what to do and what not to do. You know Because God has written his laws inside of your heart, and he's written them on your mind. That way you can shine. You and I both know, and if you don't, let me tell you right now. If your life path number is one, you are put on this planet for self-expression. People are going to tell you you're selfish. They're going to tell you that it's just all about you. And you should say, absolutely. I'm from the star system, the constellation that's part of the Mazel Ruth of the 12 houses, because in my father's house, there are many mansions. This is my mansion. I'm in the mansion of self-expression. If you are two, you are in the mansion of internal possessions. Out of all the numbers, the number 2 and the number 11, again, they are the most difficult to transmute because it's internal. Every 11 and every 2 that have that for their life path number that I talk to, they are struggling with the internal peace. Everything in their life is going great, but in their head, they are perceiving the world in a distorted view. You have to marry those two poles. That's an internal possession. You're from a star system where internally, once you harmonize your brain internally, you're able to, because remember, whatever you hold in your head, you possess in your hands. That's why the number 2 and the number 11, to me, is one of the most, if not the most, powerful numbers, houses, frequencies, waves, vibrations, attributes, characteristics, because internal, whatever you internally hold, you are guaranteed to externally possess. That's why it's called the house of possession. The number 2. The number 2 and the number 11, those are very powerful houses, constellations. Because you, with your brain, that's why I refer to as the especially women, those are the Jean Greys, the most destructive, but also potentially the most powerful, if you learn how to harmonize it. The number 3, the third house. If the life path number is 3, you're from the constellation of constant communication. Because remember, the word constellation means a constant installation. That's a constant download. So one, you got a constant download of self-expression. Number 2, you got a constant download of internal, again, control, which leads to external possession. Number 3, you got a constant download of communication, creative communication. Number 4, you got a constant download of home. Home means foundation. Foundation means, again, function. Function means fun. So the fourth constellation, the fourth house, is the house of stability. Because when you go home, what do? You relax because you're home. Home is the only place where you can go. And what do you feel when you get home? Now, think about it, brothers and sisters. When you're driving, when you're at work, and everybody, you can't wait to get home. Because why? What do you feel when you get home? You feel safe. 4 is the number of security, from the constellation of stability and security. 5 is from the house of creativity. Notice that most of us think that 3 is the creative number, but really 5, because what is 5? 5 is the house of the change agent. 5s are change agents. Unending change. So if you're a 5, everybody's going to be telling you, as soon as you create something, you're going to change it. You create it, change it. Create it, change it. Create it, change it. You decorate your house, you paint it pink. A month later, you're going to paint it burnt orange. Then a month later, you're going to paint it purple. And a month after that, you're going to paint it. Your landscaping, you're going to be changing it. Your wardrobe, your car, and everybody's going to be like, man, what's wrong with you? And your reply should be, talk to my father. Talk to Source. Because you are a change agent. You are here to change shiznits. That's why it's called creativity. Because creativity is the ability to what? Change. My house. I'm from the 6th house. I'm from the 6th ray. I'm from the 6th zodiac. I'm from the 6th Mother Ruth. That is service and health. Look at what I do all day. All I do is serve and work out. That's it. Right now I'm serving. So when I finish this call, what am I gonna do? I go to work out. I can't even stop. I have to work out. And I was wondering why I was so, like, man, nobody, like, man, even my kids, they try to hang with me. You know, the wife go every once in a while. Just another, and like, nobody work out as much as I do. There's sometimes, man, especially when I'm grinding and I'm in my 30-day detox and I'm dropping 30 pounds, I eat a bunch of junk food and put on weight just for shiznits and giggles. So I can do what? Create a problem. So I can do what? Solve it. So I blow up and then I shrink back down. Blow up and my weight goes up and down all the time. Why? Health. I like this whole idea of health. That's why I keep telling you guys when I'm 80, I'm going to be popping out babies. What does that mean? That means when I'm 80, I'm going to be healthy. And remember I told you my guru, Jim Morris? Go to Google and type in Jim Morris. The dude was, I think he was 75 years old when he passed away. The dude looked like a walking Mack truck. At 75, he was a vegan bodybuilder. The dude looked like that's going to be me when I'm 75. Well, 85. Yeah, maybe 95. Why? That's my ray. That's my frequency, my wave. And I'm going to be serving other people. Seven, the seventh house. The seventh frequency, the seventh ray, the seventh vibration. That's the frequency, the ray of vibration of marriage and partnership. And it's really interesting because everybody that comes from that ray, they are natural harmonizers. People just come to them and say, I don't know why I'm here. If you are seven, I guarantee you, people just show up at your house. They just like hanging out with you. They don't even know why. You can put on a party and everybody and their grandmother will show up. Why? Partnerships. People just want to partner with you. They don't even know why. They're just drawn to you like a magnet. So if you don't know that, you'll be like, well, why is this fool talking to me? Why is he following me around? Because they know you got what they need. What is marriage? The word marriage means a mare age, a mare that has come of age. Now, a mare is a female horse that has come of age. Now, when a female horse becomes of age, what happens? She becomes what is called, now my mom's name was Myrtle, and she had a bunch of kids. She had 13 of us, and they used to call her Fertile Myrtle. When I was a little kid, that was a joke around the neighborhood. All the little kids would tease me and stuff and say, yeah, your mama, your Fertile Myrtle. And I had my grandmother talking about Fertile Myrtle. I was like, what the hell is that? Okay, now I know. So the word marriage, that's all it means. That's why if you're a seven, other than your intellect, but why do you got the intellect? Because people come to you because the number seven means expert knowledge. You're an expert. So seven, the house of seven, people are drawn to you because you're like a female in age or an estrus. That means you're sending out pheromones and Negroes is coming. Or females are coming, if you're a male. And they don't show up at your house and they just come look at you. They don't even know. You ask me, so why you contact me? Why you DMing me on Facebook? They don't even know. You're supposed to know. Because you're supposed to have a product, service, or information. Because if you don't have a product, service, information, you're going to be looking like, what are we supposed to do? No, boo-boo, you're supposed to be creating a partnership. You're supposed to be helping them suckers grow to the next level, help them evolve. That's the seven. The eight, death and regeneration. Ooh-wee, that's powerful right there. So my youngest son, he's an eight. Now, eight, because the number at the top is death. The number at the bottom is regeneration. Notice you turn on the side, what do you get? The infinity signal. Man, that's powerful. The ability to fall down and get back up. Fall down and get back up. Create, destroy. Create, destroy. Create, destroy. Create, destroy. That's the eight. Infinity and beyond. The eight is the house of regeneration. Just like Noah, he was the only one spared because he was perfect in his regeneration. He was perfect in his generation. And last but not least is the number nine. And the number nine, again, is mental exploration. Because what is nine? Royalty. So royalty is illumination. But is illumination, that means that the light is on. That means it's like a mental light. Nine is from the house of mental exploration. The ability to understand the psychology of human nature. That's why nine is the number of humanitarianism, if you want to use that term. So my brothers and sisters, hey, perfect timing. We out of time. And yeah, we done. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. For everybody part of the Life Optimization System, you guys know that we are in the product development stage. For everybody that's not, again, the cost for that program is $250. We developed the product. I'm going to teach you how to develop your own name, niche, and narrative. Email me today, masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. If you're not a part of that program, I also have the program where I do it for you. I write your book. I develop your product, your service, everything. That program is $1,000 or three, premise of 333. So it's three at 333. I like those threes. So three payments of 333. At the conclusion of the payments, I hand you your finished product, your book, based upon the information that you've provided for me. Or you can do it yourself, based upon all the information. Now, we are already on day day 28. And we started, 28 days ago. And we already went through content development. Now we're on the coaching implementation, and last we're going to finish up with connectivity. So for everybody that's not a part of the product development system, please, you might want to consider it. Just email me today, masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Well, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless. He has a name written on his thigh that no man, woman, child, dog, donkey, monkey, squirrel, rabbit can pronounce. May the S-U-N, the S-O-N, and the S-U-M establish the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Chi, the Prana, because that is how you learn. The Ruach and the Pneuma, it leads you and it guides you in all truth, and it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my anointed brothers, as always, my beautiful sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Royal dreams, royal dreams, 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 dreams. Royal dreams, yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start you building. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers are. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland, make all of you.